Okay. You may have heard a little bit earlier on, I was speaking to a woman who was visiting Bloom, saying that we all need to look at our gardens a little differently and allow that space for nature to come in. This is certainly something of a trend that we're seeing here at Bloom this year. I'm joined by the gold medal winning designer, Leonie Cornelius, who won Best Small Garden Award for her balcony garden called Or, sponsored by Zarbi's. Silver medal winning designer, Nora Tomba, whose garden is called Rewild, and Catherine Cleary from Pocket Forest, whose postcard garden is also called Pocket Forest and was highly commended by the judges. Leonie, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Is it important to you when you design a garden that we should feel like we're in nature and not in another room that just happens to have a few plants in it?
Absolutely, 100%. I think gardens are a real chance to create something for ourselves where we actually share the space with nature. So they're a chance for me as a garden designer to create something that really immerses you in nature and you can kind of cohabit with wildlife. And by becoming aware of it, you really start to nurture and feel responsible for it. So okay. It's a really beautiful chance, yeah.
We don't have the benefit of having your balcony garden here in front of us, so tell me about it.
Ooh, so it's a very small space, 5 by 2 meters. It has a very comfortable seat in it. It's got three kind of areas. It's very open to one side, then it becomes more enclosed with a pergola, and then you've got this really comfortable seat in the corner where you're enclosed by a massive pine.
And it smells.
It does.
It reeks, but it's gorgeous.
Lots of Mediterranean scents, so lavender, very drought-tolerant planting. And it just, the idea was to slow people down and let them discover little details.
And edimentals, a term that people might not be familiar with, but I'm sure there are plenty of people who already have edimentals growing in their garden.
Mm, without knowing it, exactly. So a small garden, obviously, a lot of plants need to multitask. So you can have things in there that double up. So edibles, which are ornamental. So plants that you can eat, use in the kitchen, and that also look beautiful.
Like
herbs, lavender. There's even cabbages you can use that look amazing. You know, all sorts of little touches that are edible. Teas, sages, you know, thyme, and they all look very, very beautiful.
Now, the bees were working the hell out of your garden this morning when I went down to it. But look, let's not kid ourselves. One balcony garden is not going to tip the scales in biodiversity's favour. But it does start winning hearts and minds, doesn't it? Changing people's attitudes.
I think it's about awareness. I think it really is about, you know, slowing down, seeing the small things. And when you see a bee go to a flower and interact with it, and you know, you become aware of it yourself, and then you want to nurture it. And I think it's all about that, creating awareness so that that spreads.
You can't save what you don't appreciate. Nora Tomba, Rewild is a word which at my last count I think had about 14 different definitions. What does rewild mean to you?
Rewild to me means, rewild can be understand in different scales, and it can be different in a small garden as opposed to in a larger landscape. In my definition, rewild is giving back to nature to a capacity that you can, and you can still enjoy nature in the meanwhile. For example, my garden rewild at the festival, it allows also for ornamental plants to grow next to native plants, and it's still beneficial to nature and nurturing nature while also nurturing your soul while having your favorite plants in your garden.
And it's a little bit more rough around the edges. It's not for a small garden perfectly manicured. That's by design.
Exactly. So my garden starts with a monocultural lawn space in the front, which I wanted to show contrast as you moving deeper into the space, into a more lush and diverse and tranquil space that is nurturing both your soul and nature and wildlife.
And you won a silver.
I won a silver gold medal here, yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much,
well
Philippe.
Catherine Cleary, we're very faddish, fashionable creatures, us human beings. Mm-hmm. Do you think that this, what we've just been talking about here, letting things get a little bit rougher around the edges, might just be the 2024 fashion and that we'll have moved on to something by 2025, something else?
Oh, Philip, let's hope not. I mean, it has been the fashion for 11,000 years, really, if we think back to what the land looked like before we started to manage it, I suppose, and before we influenced it in such a huge way. So what we do with Pocket Forest is bring native trees and plants back into people's lives, I suppose, into their gardens, into their communities, just showing how easy it is. These plants belong here, they thrive, they don't need a lot of expertise. They just need the right soil conditions. It's lovely to hear Nora talking about nurturing the soil, as well as, and soil and soul are very closely related words, I think. So yeah, I think you could say, oh well, the rewild thing is a trend, it's a fad, but it's got deeper roots than that. I think it's people. We've had such great conversations here with people at Bloom at our Pocket Forest postcard garden. People are just saying, you know, if my garden was like this, I'd feel like I was in heaven. You know, we don't know how deeply connected we are to that sense of plants thriving and being in the right place and doing the right thing and interacting with everything around them, including us.
You've evolved the Pocket Forests idea from seeking to plant trees in communal spaces to say, well, you know what, we should actually encourage people to do this in their gardens.
Yeah, I mean, we work mainly with communities. Ash, my colleague, Ash Conrad-Jones and Amy, we work mainly with communities, so with schools and residence groups. We work in hospices with the GAA. But what we'd love to see is people doing this themselves, because obviously there's only so many of these we can do, and if we can get more people doing it themselves, giving them the skills and the ideas and how to do it and how to manage trees and shrubs, native trees and shrubs in urban areas, that's really our focus. It's really to get urban areas which are so nature depleted, and it's having huge effects on people's well-being, I think, to be so disconnected from natural environments.
Very quickly, tell me, if I do go and get a Pocket Forest tree pack, what can I expect in it?
Yeah, you can go to our website and register. So we're just trialing it this year. So the tree pack is going to come with some videos showing you how to prepare your area. Then the tree pack will come at planting time, and then we'll follow up with videos with experts on how to look after your pocket forest in your garden.
Catherine, thank you very much, Nora and Leonie too.